This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Globally, more than 265,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19, while the number of confirmed cases approaches 3.8 million. The International Monetary Fund has approved requests for emergency pandemic aid from 50 of its 189 members for a total of about $18 billion and is continuing to work quickly through the remaining 50-plus requests. This, according to IMF spokesman Jerry Rice. The IMF's executive board would consider a request from Egypt for both emergency financing and a standby lending arrangement on May 11th. Rice told reporters during an online briefing he did not name all the countries that still have requests pending, but in answers to questions said the fund's staff were currently considering requests from Sri Lanka, South Africa, and Zambia. In the United States, the death toll is over 73,000, with more than 1.2 million infections. The crisis in the U.S. has affected the pace of claims for unemployment compensation. They slowed marginally in the U.S. last week, but another 3.2 million still filed for the benefits as the coronavirus pandemic continues to wreak havoc on the world's largest economy. In all, 33.5 million U.S. workers have now filed for jobless compensation since the pandemic shut down huge sectors of the American commerce starting in mid-March, according to the U.S. Labor Department, including factories, shops, restaurants, white-collar offices, and sports leagues. The peak of the unemployment benefit claims may have come in late March, with 6.9 million workers filing for jobless compensations. This is VOA News. The United Nations is boosting its appeal for billions of dollars in coronavirus aid, saying the money is necessary to protect millions of lives and help stop the spread of the infection in fragile countries. The UN's humanitarian office said Thursday the world's poorest countries are not expected to experience the peak of COVID-19 until sometime in the next 3 to 6 months. But that already those areas are seeing lost jobs and income, as well as tighter food supplies and children going without vaccinations. An earlier appeal asked for $2 billion in funding, and the agency said Thursday it needs a total of $6.7 billion. A number of countries are starting to lift strict lockdown restrictions put in place to stop the spread of the virus, as officials express optimism that the worst has passed in their nations. Health experts are warning of the potential for a resurgence of infections if the restrictions are lifted too quickly. Governments in Europe and individual U.S. states are among those currently starting to allow certain businesses to reopen and people to start going to restaurants and shops as long as they follow social distancing guidelines. Health officials have expressed concern the public will see those moves as a sign that the threat of the virus is gone. A chemical gas leaked from an industrial plant in southern India early Thursday, leaving people struggling to breathe and collapsing in the streets as they tried to flee. 13 people were killed and nearly 1,000 suffered breathing difficulties and other reactions. The synthetic chemical styrene leaked from the LG Polymers plant in a city on India's Bay of Bengal coast, while workers were preparing to restart the plant after the coronavirus lockdown was eased. Meantime, India has launched the biggest evacuation of its citizens in decades, deploying aircraft and Navy ships to bring home thousands of Indians stranded in foreign countries after it shut its borders and stopped all international commercial flights in March due to COVID-19. The operations being carried out amid growing appeals from migrant workers, students, and visitors overseas to be brought home amid lockdowns and restrictions imposed across countries battling the pandemic. Their return poses a fresh challenge to India as it grapples with a surge in coronavirus cases, now numbering nearly 53,000. Eventually, India plans to bring back about 200,000 citizens in what is being billed by local media as the biggest evacuation exercise since it airlifted 170,000 Indians from Kuwait during the Gulf War in 1990. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.